going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This morning we head down to the Mid-Mond Valley to visit Madonna Catholic Regional School. It was established back in 1998 and building on the traditions of the previous Catholic schools in the area. Madonna Catholic is a close-knit family community with students, parents, and teachers working together to learn and to serve. The focus is always to put students first, keeping in mind what is best for them. The school's Catholic identity is central to its mission to bring young people into a relationship with Jesus while preparing them for life. Madonna Catholic has a strong academic curriculum as well as athletics and physical education and service projects. My guest this morning is Kathy Miller, who is the principal at Madonna Catholic Regional School. Kathy, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father.
And happy Mother's Day to you and to all the moms on this Mother's Day.
Thanks.
Now, Kathy, as we celebrated Teacher Appreciation Week this past week, Bishop Zubik offered a really, really nice blessing and words of gratitude online. And I know your teachers have been making an extra effort to help the students learn from home right now as we go through this pandemic. Can you tell us about how that's going?
Yes, Father. Our teachers at Madonna Catholic have really stepped out of their comfort zone and switched gears. We're implementing a new online distance learning platform, which I know we're all experiencing. Our Madonna Catholic family is creating interactive video lessons. They meet with students virtually online within Zoom classrooms. They've been very flexible to accommodate our families, most of whom are still working. To help our families working or not, our teachers have embraced a synchronous learning to meet the needs of the family so that not only our students experience success, but our Madonna families as a whole. And I think that is extremely important at a time like this because families are stressed as it is. And if we can help ease that stress, it's the least we can do.
Try to keep that healthy balance, especially through this difficult time for everybody, the parents,
yes,
students, and also the teachers, too. Now, technology is a very important part of learning at Madonna Catholic. And how have you been upgrading your technology over the years, not knowing that you'd have to, you know, prepare for this, but how has that been upgraded?
Well, we've been working very hard to upgrade our technology. Each of our classrooms has an interactive smart board, and we were lucky enough to be able to provide technology access to all of our students, especially at this time. We were able to give families in need access to a device in order to participate in our online learning platform. But our most excitedness is in February, we were thankful to receive a grant that will enable us to incorporate a one-to-one device initiative for all of our students beginning in the fall of 2020.
Oh, that's great. Wow. Now, STREAM, science, technology, religion, engineering, art, and math, that's a big buzzword now with
yes,
schools. And tell us about your STREAM curriculum and the hands-on method of teaching for that program.
Well, our curriculum is based on a hands-on, minds-on learning philosophy. Our classrooms at Madonna are student-centered. The science classes are inquiry-based and follow the 5E stages of engagement, exploration, explanation, elaboration, and evaluation. Technology begins with our youngest students, and they utilize concrete examples, especially through play, up to our oldest eighth graders who can read and write their own codes, among other 21st century skills. Our Catholic identity is fostered in all content areas throughout the themes of Catholic social teaching. Our engineering practices are taught through problem solving and collaboration. The arts at Madonna are used as a form of expression and connection between abstract thought and physical representation. They are not just a tool used in other context areas, but are taught explicitly with a purpose. Our Madonna students realize math is everywhere because of the lessons that are connected to the real-world context. The math classes have a collaborative approach to encourage learners to view challenges from multiple perspectives and algorithms, and this encourages a deeper thought process and makes our students better problem solvers. So overall, our STREAM program holds importance to students' experience and engagement through across our curriculum.
And that's really important because you really have to keep updating the computer technology changes yearly. And it's just
absolutely
so important to have all what I call the bells and whistles in a school. And your students are right at the forefront of that. So that's really important to keep up and keep growing and keep learning. And Madonna Catholic having a beautiful STREAM program like that, that's very important. Now, the Catholic identity of our schools is very important. How do your students learn about Jesus at Madonna Catholic and live out its teachings through its service?
Well, every morning, Monday through Thursday, we gather together as a school community for morning prayer, where we focus on the daily and the Sunday readings, the seasons of the liturgical year. We go to Stations of the Cross. We do infancy narratives where we build the Nativity, the Passion Gospels, or Marian devotions. Each Friday, we attend Mass. Each week is led by a different grade level. All of our students have a religion class the first period of the day. Something that we do think is very special is during Advent and Lent, our students are paired with prayer partners who they're like their buddies, and they are grouped together in teams for seasonal devotions and activities. And we feel that creates relationships between our older and our younger students. It teaches leadership, patience, compassion. And our students do participate in numerous service and leadership clubs and activities, including, you know, Archimbody mission projects. We've collected plastic bags that were knitted into mats for the homeless. We collect pop tabs that are recycled, and the money is used to benefit veterans. And we've done food drives. And throughout this, we've made a lot of cards for our shut-ins because, you know, that might be the only communication that they get through this time. And I know we've seen and we've received feedback that that's meant a lot to our shut-ins.
That's really important, and it shows the children that, hey, we have to take care of the people around us. And it you teaching them, giving them a nice little handmade card and mailing it, especially to an elderly person. And people love little things. Hey, I'm thinking about you. And that it just makes everybody stay connected, the parish, the parishioners, the students, and helps the kids learn and grow. Hey, this is what we do. It's good to learn about the reading, writing, and arithmetic, so to speak, but also the service and living out your Catholic faith, too.
Right. And that's something that we feel very strongly about at Madonna.
Yeah. Now, you grew up in the Mon Valley and have lived there your entire life, so you're connected to this community.
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners this morning, where did you go to school and when did you return home to Madonna Catholic, which used to be under various different names while you were growing up?
Right. I did attend St. Jerome School in Charleroi. Mm-hmm. From there, I went to Charleroi High School, and I received my undergrad in elementary and special ed and my master's in administration, both from California University of Pennsylvania. Early in my career, I taught special ed for the intermediate unit, and then in 1992, I returned back to St. Jerome's in Charleroi, where I taught fourth grade and small group literacy instruction. From there, I taught third grade, middle school, and finally second grade before I became the principal at Madonna 3 years ago. The parish school, St. Jerome's, became Mary Mother of the Church in the early 90s, and then in 1998 became part of Madonna Catholic Regional School, along with Transfiguration in Monongahela and Donora Catholic.
So Madonna Catholic now covers the communities of Charleroi, Monongahela, and surrounding areas. Too.
Right, and Donora, correct.
And Donora, yes. Too. And really, you're really the only Catholic elementary school in that little area.
So we are.
It's very
we are the only.
To keep that area vibrant with education and for an option for people to choose a Catholic identity, a Catholic elementary school in that area. And growing up there, how has it changed over the years?
I don't think it has changed as much as we've grown.
Mm-hmm.
The Midmont Valley has changed, but it has helped us become a stronger family community because we see, and I will talk more about it later, but we'll see how we have seen, you know, children who have gone to Madonna Catholic and the previous Catholic schools who are now returning and their children are coming here. So I think it has, we have created a stronger family in this Midmont Valley.
And those communities are so interconnected together, and they're so close to each other, too. So it's like the people that grew up there, most of them stay there. So it's nice to see, like you mentioned about, and we'll talk about this in the second segment, about the generations. The students that are currently going there now at Madonna Catholic, their parents went there and possibly their grandparents, and just the history. And I just think for a school in an area to have so much history like that, it is a family. Would you agree?
I totally agree.
And then you keep the traditions going. And obviously, in any situation with Western Pennsylvania and the Pittsburgh surrounding region, when the economics change and the population changes, and obviously the demographics, but some things don't change. And that's the tradition, the bricks and the mortar, the faith, the values, and especially with the On Mission for the Church Alive, as the parishes are coming together and the schools are coming together. It's things are new, but they're also old. And in my experience growing up in Pittsburgh, it's just so important that you have the faith, you have the foundation, you have the traditions, but also you look at the future, too. And for any of our Catholic schools in our parishes, that's something special about our region that not every area can really have a talk about that. So it's really neat that Madonna and the communities in the Mon Valley can really grow with that. And
right.
With you growing up there and now teaching and plus now being the principal, that's something that's very, very special. So we'll talk about a little bit more about that in the second segment. So we'll take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the pastor of St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of Point Breeze, the East End, and Wilkinsburg section of the city of Pittsburgh. And on this Mother's Day, I am really honored to have the principal of Madonna Catholic Regional School, located in Monongahela, Kathy Miller, who is the principal. And Kathy, we were talking in the first segment about how you're so connected to the region, growing up there, going to school there, and now being the principal. Now, this is a really neat thing that I've learned when I was coming into the studio here this morning. You have two former students who now teach at Madonna Catholic. That's really neat to have somebody teach in there that went to school there, plus such as yourself. Can you tell our listeners about them?
Well, we have had several former students, two of which I've taught, who've come back to work in some capacity of Madonna Catholic. And I do feel that says a lot about our family environment when former students want to be a part of the school where they received their foundation. But even more significant is what we've been seeing is we consistently teach the children of alumni. It's a wonderful experience to be able to teach and be entrusted with educating generations within a family. And I can say my children went to school here and graduated from Madonna as well. So we've been seeing that. So we truly live out that mission of great beginnings last a lifetime.
That is really neat that the teachers there. They're on the other side of the desk now, and they were there as students, and now they're the teachers, and such as yourself, walking those halls. That must have a really neat feel to it when you go to work and say, hey, I've been here, and mm-hmm. to see the smells, the bells, and things change, but they don't change. And it's
right.
like a little comfort blanket, too, that you have that. And to have Madonna Catholic have teachers in that history, that rich history, to say, hey, we have a legacy here. We went to school here, and now you're passing it on to future generations. I just think that's a really neat little extra touch that you can, you can kind of toot your own horn, so to speak, about that.
Exactly.
And really neat. Now, you've received strong support from the new parish and the new pastor, and such as my situation, we became St. Mary Magdalene Parish in January, and also you have a new parish there, St. Andrew the Apostle Parish, and you're also the Director of Religious Education. Tell us the partnership between the new parish, St. Andrew the Apostle Parish, and Madonna Catholic Regional School.
Well, we do have a strong collaboration with the parish, and we feel that it helps deepen our students' participation in the sacraments, as well as the range of fundamental experiences they need for their faith development. The priests here are awesome, and they participate in a lot of our school activities. They come to our family breakfasts, they come to our dances and our sporting events, and they really immerse themselves into our school. And as well as the faith formation, which you said I am a part of, mm-hmm. which it helps me see the growth in our students in their faith as they deepen their relationship with Jesus.
And your pastor, Father Kevin Dominic, I know very well. What a tremendous, nice guy.
And we were blessed.
We have the same birthday, November 24th, so Rev Kev is his nickname. And
yes.
Kev and I, we always exchange birthday greetings on our same birthday in November. So he's doing a tremendous job. And,
he really is.
The Apostle Parish there is just phenomenal how everybody is working together to provide a good quality Catholic presence in the Mon Valley there. It's so important. Now, as we are going through this very difficult pandemic, and obviously finances are a big concern for our families, financial aid and grants are available through several sources, and no one should ever feel like they can't afford a good quality Catholic education. And what should parents know about who are listening this morning who might be thinking about Catholic education but might be a little bit hesitant due to the fragile economy that we're in at this time?
And we always say that's understandable, but never let money interfere with the fact that you want Catholic education. There are financial aid applications that will, again, be processed by faxed management. Families apply for tuition aid within the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and you can do that on their website. There's also the Bishop Education Fund that provides tuition assistance for Catholic families attending Catholic schools. And other grants for eligible families include funding from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's Educational Improvement Tax Credit, and there's an Opportunity Scholarship Tax Credit. All of those can be found on the diocesan website as well as our website, and the eligibility assesses by fax for both of those. But we tell people, even though you may think that you may not qualify, please, please apply, because there's always ways to find money if you truly want a Catholic education, because we would never want anyone to not get a Catholic education when that's what they want.
It's an investment, and when somebody is making a major purchase, like a house or a car, looking at their education for their children, is you can't really put a dollar sign to that. And like you mentioned, it's an investment, and it's a big decision. There are wonderful public and private schools in our region. We're very blessed with that. But there's just something about the quality of a Catholic education that when people really invest in that, and they see what the quality of the product, so to speak, is, the education of their children, plus the faith and the morals and the values, that really makes the product such a tangible, wonderful thing. Would you agree?
I would absolutely agree. And that's why I tell everyone, I wouldn't still be here after almost 30 years of coming to school here, sending my children here, and being a part of it if it wasn't something that I was truly passionate about.
And it sounds like it definitely is, and you have it in your heart to do that. Now, obviously, the school building is closed right now, but how can families learn more about Madonna Catholic Regional School and get in contact with you on this Mother's Day?
Well, we are checking our messages, so you can always call us at 724-258-3199. But I always welcome people to visit our website at www.madonnacatholic.com. Like us on Facebook, and you can always follow us on Twitter. You can see what our students and our families are doing throughout this time of the new normal. But we're always posting new and exciting things that our families are doing. So please, please look up Madonna Catholic Regional School and find out where great things are really happening and great beginnings do truly last a lifetime.
That sounds really great, Kathy. And in this last few minutes, I just want to acknowledge you as a mother. So happy Mother's Day. And to my mom, Marge Burke, happy Mother's Day, and to my two sisters. And my mom has always said, every day is Mother's Day. And obviously today, a lot of families won't be able to visit their moms. Or I've been talking to my mom on the front porch or on the phone, but this year, as it was for Easter, it's a little different holiday. How will you be spending time with your family on this Mother's Day?
Well, I'm hoping that my son, who is a chef, will be cooking for us, and then I might be traveling to my mother's with my daughter, and we might do a little driveway toast to wish her a happy Mother's Day. So it's going to be a little bit more low-key than normal, but hopefully I will be able to see both of my children and my mother in some capacity.
Yeah, that's really special to stay in touch, and it's different this year as it was for Easter. A lot of people said it just doesn't feel like a holiday, and there was just something missing about that because we couldn't go to church. You couldn't go to have a nice big meal with the family, and I'm sure this year too, a lot of families would want to have mom come to Mass and treat her to breakfast or treat her to a nice dinner, but obviously everybody has to make different adjustments this year, but that's really nice. And to have your son a chef, wow, you're blessed. Hopefully he cooks you a good meal, and
I hope
you
so.
Can savor every morsel of it and then spend time with your mom too, so that's really good. Kathy Miller, the principal at Madonna Catholic Regional School, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Father.
We'll be back in a moment on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, I want to reflect on this Mother's Day, and also it's the sixth Sunday of Easter, and in the Gospel today, we are reading part of what we call the Farewell Discourse. Jesus is at the Last Supper with his disciples, and even though he is preparing to be executed and leaving them, and they're afraid, he's telling them not to have fear, but to have faith, and he's not abandoning them. He's given them the wonderful gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the Advocate through the presence of Jesus will always be there for the disciples and for all of us. And as we are coming into the final few weeks of Easter, we will be celebrating the Feast of the Ascension and then, of course, the Pentecost coming up. These are all final moments of Easter that help us to accept the challenge to go forth and to love and to serve the Lord. And as we are continuing going through the coronavirus pandemic, sometimes we are having fear. So let us be encouraged to keep growing as disciples, regardless of the ups and downs, not to have fear, but to have faith. Happy Mother's Day on this wonderful day.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.